You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number one. Hello, welcome to the MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm dedicated to educating and empowering you to create positive change in your health, wellness, nutrition, fitness, weight loss, and mindset, so you can experience a fulfilling future no matter what challenges you face in your life. So I applaud you for showing up today, inviting me into your ear while driving, running, walking, or maybe you're just sipping a cup of coffee with notepad and pen in hand. I promise to support you on your journey with every single episode. So let's dive in. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejamison.com. That's michellejamison.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Hello, everyone, and we're going to kick things off with how to kick the sugar habit. I get asked this question so many times, so I want to kick things off with that, but I want to, you know, kind of give you a heads up. Not all podcast episodes are going to be as long as this one, so please don't leave after just this first episode because this is a big one, and I'm really glad you're here. Thank you so much for jumping inside here and allowing me to share some of my tips and tricks and expertise when it comes to how to kick the sugar habit. So here's how it kicks off. Eat one M&M and you have to run a mile to burn it off. Eat the whole bag, you have to run 150 miles. Well, true or not, that statement from my bodybuilding coach, Rocky Lamar, was a powerful enough statement for me to not touch M&Ms again. My clients have heard this statement time and time again from me. They've also repeatedly heard from me, you can't out-exercise poor food choices. Okay, so seriously, I love sugar just as much as the next gal. That lovely, pure, white powder. Oh my, you'd think I was talking about a drug. Well, guess what? You're pretty much right on target with that thought. You see, sugar is a trigger for a lot of people, including me. When I have it, I want it again and again. Double-dipped malted milk balls. Oh my God, pure bliss. I love chocolate and it loves me too, right into my fat cells. So hear my heart and understand this. You can't outsmart sugar creating fat cells, so don't even try. Sugar is nothing more than stored body fat, plain and simple. Now, okay, before someone says, but what about fruits? It's natural sugar and good for you. I hear that all the time too. Believe me when I tell you I've heard it all and I've been challenged by many. So let's clear this up. First of all, the beginning of this message is clear about the fact that I'm talking about white sugar. I don't disagree with fruit being healthy. In fact, I totally agree with that. And if you are not a vegan, honey is also natural and full of great benefits as well. But eat too much and at the wrong time of day and you'll be cursing your measurements. However, just because something is natural doesn't mean you can eat it whenever you want if you're trying to lose weight. Fruit in the morning with your breakfast will get used throughout the day, and that's a wonderful time of day to consume it. Fruit at night, before you sleep on it, will not be used and will simply turn to stored body fat. The same goes for veggies that are higher in carbs. Eat them for lunch instead of dinner if you're trying to drop body fat. In your weight loss journey, timing is critical for success. Today, you can begin to kick your sugar addiction with this one simple step. Stop eating carbs after 6 o'clock at night. Especially starchy carbs like rice, pasta, potatoes, bread, cakes, cookies, ice cream, wine. Yeah, I know. Carbs turn to stored body fat when not used, and going to bed on carbs is a surefire way to add more fat cells to your frame. Load up on low-carb veggies, protein, and a bit of healthy fats instead. So let's pause for a moment here and talk about something a lot of people miss, and that is what's in your glass. You know, it could be sabotaging your weight loss. And I know it's easy to kind of get off on a habit of this, but think about it. If you feel like you have hit a plateau in your weight loss efforts, you're not alone. It's not uncommon to lose several pounds and then suddenly find that those numbers on the scale have turned stubborn. They aren't moving up, but they aren't moving down either, in spite of your best efforts to be healthy. When this happens, it's necessary to look for, you know, hidden sources of calories in your diet. Often the culprit is your beverage choice. What you drink can have a profound effect on how much you weigh. You may be surprised to learn how many calories your favorite drinks are hiding. That 12-ounce can of soda has 124 to 189 calories. Love your latte? The 12-ounce non-fat cafe latte at Starbucks has 120 calories. And even fruit juice is guilty. A 12-ounce glass of apple juice will set you back around 170 calories. Those calories quickly add up. If you're on a 1,500-calorie diet, you can drink away almost a quarter of your daily calories in just a couple of glasses. The problem is that many people do not stop to consider the calories in their beverages when they are calculating their calorie intake for the day. What this means is that those liquid calories end up being extra and therefore can bring your weight loss to a grinding halt, or worse, reverse your hard work. So, why am I talking about calories in your beverages? Well, the trouble with drinking calories goes beyond a few pesky pounds. The source of the calories in beverages is usually sugar. Many beverages contain sugar, and it's not just a little sugar. It's a lot of sugar, to the tune of 10 teaspoons per 12 ounce of both orange juice and Coca-Cola Classic. And don't turn to regular vitamin water to reduce your liquid calories. It delivers a surprising 4 to 5 teaspoons of sugar. FYI for you, I love vitamin water, but I go with vitamin water zero. I drink a half a day with a scoop of glutamine in it. So, side note. Okay, listen up. Sugar causes weight gain in a couple of different ways. The obvious way is by slamming your body with extra calories. But there is the more sinister way as well. When you drink that sugar, it ends up in your bloodstream as glucose and raises the glucose level in your blood. Your body recognizes this as dangerous. So your pancreas starts working overtime to release insulin to clear out the extra glucose. But that extra glucose has to go somewhere. And that is why insulin is called the fat storage hormone. Insulin sweeps the glucose out of your blood and stores it in your cells as fat. Therefore, if you're drinking your calories, your weight loss plateau may be the unhappy consequence. So, what about this? Sugar. Is it a toxic substance? I don't think it's a secret to anyone that the incidence of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer is higher than it has ever been and continues to rise. I hope at this point we can all agree that our diet and lifestyle directly correlate to these statistics. Ready? In the early 80s, about 1 in 7 Americans were obese, and almost 6 million were diabetic. Fast forward to the early 2000s, when sugar consumption peaked due to the low-fat craze we went through, and 1 in every 3 Americans were obese, and 14 million were diabetic. That's incredible. So check this out, Sugar, the Bitter Truth. This is the name of a lecture given by a man named Robert Lustig, which was later posted to YouTube. Lustig is a specialist on pediatric hormone disorders as well as a leading expert in childhood obesity at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. Lustig takes a pretty hard stance against sugar, calling it a toxin or pipe poison. In addition, he refers to sugar as evil. He is not only referring to the white granulated stuff, but also high fructose corn syrup, which Lustig argues has become the most demonized additive known to man. He brings up a critical point in relationship to the calories and sugar. Lustig says, "It has nothing to do with the calories. It's a poison by itself." From his point of view, sugar should be thought of as something that is killing us, like cigarettes and alcohol. His argument implies that sugar is the likely dietary cause of several chronic diseases: heart disease, hypertension, and many common cancers. Based on Lustig's information, our excessive consumption of sugar is the primary reason for the increase in numbers of obese and diabetic Americans in the last 30 years. Lustig argues that refined sugar, or sucrose, and high fructose corn syrup are equally bad. Both do not provide us with any protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, or fiber. Wow, right? So, what's sugar's effect on the body? Hang in there with me, okay? Consuming sugar, fructose, or glucose, and or glucose, has a large impact on our liver. Drinking sugar in liquid form from fruit juice or soda will have a greater negative impact on the liver than if you eat an apple. The liver also controls much of our body's natural detoxification system because of the way our bodies metabolize fructose and high fructose corn syrup. Eating these toxins may lead to fat buildup in our livers. This fat accumulation could lead to insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes. Insulin is the hormone secreted by the pancreas in response to the foods you eat, particularly carbohydrates, to keep blood sugar in control. Over time, your cells can become resistant to insulin, causing the pancreas to pump out more and more insulin. At some point, the pancreas can no longer keep up and blood sugar becomes uncontrollable, which is then full-blown diabetes. At this point, I don't think that repeating how detrimental sugar is to your health, well-being, and weight loss goals is really necessary. We all know that sugar is not good for us. Instead, here's what I want to talk about: how sugar works in our body, where does fruit fit in, and how to reincorporate sugar into an overall supportive nutrition plan. Okay, stick with me here. So first of all, how sugar is processed in our bodies. Real quick, in today's standard American diet, which by the way spells SAD, fructose is the sugar of choice. It's not that fructose itself is bad. After all, fruit contains fructose. It is the huge quantities in which it is consumed that is the issue. The two main reasons that fructose is so damaging to our bodies are: your body metabolizes fructose in a much different way from glucose, and the huge quantities in which fructose consumed makes the negative effects that much more damaging. The burden of processing fructose falls solely on your liver. Your liver only breaks down about 20% of glucose, and since nearly every cell in your body uses glucose, it is normally burned up after consumption. So where does it go once you consume it? You guessed it, right onto your thighs or your belly or butt or hips. You get the point. It's turned into fat, which means more fat deposits throughout your body. So what about fruit? Remember, fruits also contain fructose, but big whole fruits also contain vitamins and other beneficial antioxidants that reduce the hazardous effects of fructose. Juice, on the other hand, is a different story and is as damaging as soda. A glass of juice is full of fructose and lacks the antioxidants and fiber. I personally choose fresh squeezed fruit juice over any bottle, jar, or can. We need to just be mindful of our fruit consumption and match it with our activity level and health and fitness goals. Okay, so you may be questioning, does sugar fit into a supportive nutrition plan? Yes! Even though sugar, and in particular fructose, is very detrimental to our bodies, I don't think it's realistic to live in a reality where you are never going to eat sugar again. However, I do feel through education, preparing your own food, and conscious and mindful eating, you can drastically cut down on your sugar consumption. Okay, so here's three tips today for cutting down on sugar. Number one, cut sugar out of your diet for at least 3 weeks completely. Your body can become sensitized to sugar and its effects. After you completely cut it out for several weeks, your body will be less reactive to it. Retrain your taste buds to enjoy less sugary beverages. Water is the best choice. Try putting slices of lemon or lime in your water. You can also freeze fruit in ice cube trays and let the fruit slowly flavor your water as the cubes melt. Learn to drink unsweetened tea and coffee as well. Just be patient with yourself. It may take a few weeks for your taste buds to stop complaining and begging for sugar. I personally mix green tea with a fruit tea bag when brewing it. Decrease the sugar in your drinks gradually for a painless transition and get ready to break out of your weight loss plateau. Okay, number two, make your own treats. This way you can control how much sugar you add. More than likely, you can cut the sugar in a recipe in half and it will still be sweet enough for you. Number three, consume natural forms of sugar such as fruit and raw honey and completely avoid processed packaged foods that contain high fructose corn syrup as well as other forms of sugar. Okay, there's your three tips today. Moving towards better health, the first step in moving towards better health is to remove all high fructose corn syrup from your diet. When you've done that, focus on eliminating calorie-filled, sugar-loaded beverages. Instead, focus on eating nutrient-dense foods, protein, vegetables, and healthy fats, and drinking more water. Drink lots of water. So, all right, we've talked a lot about sugar in many different ways, and I hope I haven't bored you. So I want to leave you with my number one tip that could be your game changer. It's how to learn to read labels for weight loss so you can begin to recognize things that are loaded with sugar. It's basically a rule of thumb, and it goes like this. No more than 20% of the carbs on a label can come from sugar. So here's an example. If an item has 40 grams of carbs per serving, like, say, a bagel or some cereals or things like that, then no more than 8 grams of sugar are allowed if you want to lose body fat. That's how you come up with the 20% rule. It's really simple, so go through your pantry and fridge and check out the labels. Listen, my friends, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to nutrition, and you really need to partner with someone who's educated, certified, and lives an example as an example. I can't stress that enough. So, to kick your sugar addiction, I hope I've given you some tips today that you can start to implement to begin to see some results. If you need a clear-cut strategy, support, guidance, and accountability, don't despair. I'm sure I have a plan for you and your goals. Remember, food is your friend. It's critical for weight loss and overall health and wellness. And once I figured that out, my life changed forever. I'd love to give that gift to you. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.